BBC, Holby City, starring Vela Ruas as Sahira, Edward McLeam as Greg, James Anderson as Oliver, and Olga Fedori as Frida. She's Electric, written by Martha Hillier.
I can announce that Holby City now has Foundation Trust in its title.
Indy's been taken ill at nursery. I have to pick him up. Please, I'll be there and back in 20 minutes.
20 minutes and that's it. Go.
It's not ideal when the patients can still smell booze on your breath.
You are such an uptight, arrogant ass.
8-car RTAE circular. 2 chest traumas for CTU. Where's Sahira?
I'm going to ask to be transferred to a different ward.
Well, there's nothing else to say.
I thought your son was on the table.
And I said I'm sorry.
You stupid woman! I thought you were!
Morning.
Yes? Look, it was a mistake, okay? A mistake. I've apologised. Can we just please forget it?
Sahira?
You know what? Get lost. I am fed up of this.
They're on to you, mate. Other things on your mind?
In AAU...
So I've been 2 days off the booze, I ate a salad, I looked at a gym on the internet.
Is that what they call detox? So killer was just crazy talk then?
No, I'm just waiting for HR to pull their finger out and then it is sayonara, Dr. Freakenstein. Morning.
Incoming.
I'm on it. See? See how chilled out I am? That didn't get sent up to maintenance then?
Just following orders. I thought you'd stropped off to Keller.
They look at him, and he goes.
He's not so bad.
Okay, he's terrible. He's the devil.
Kelly, sing, please.
And that is why we need your sensitive, touchy-feely personality.
Well, do HR actually do any work?
Greg notices Sahira on Darwin.
Well, I'm off the fags. What's your excuse?
Sorry?
Seem a bit,
I'm fine.
Hand them over, then.
I promise you they're accurate.
Fine tooth comb, Ollie. Greg, if this outpatient decides to turn up, tell her that punctuality is next to godliness, which is just one rung below consultant. If you've watched this research, arses will be kicked.
Sexual tension. So obvious. Damn, I'm kidding.
Not funny.
Come on. Stop liking me.
I'm not.
Yes, you are. What's happened?
Do you really want to know? I mean, really want to know. Okay, fine. I picked up the wrong buggy board at nursery, and now the stupid cow whose child is just about the ugliest thug you've ever seen is basically accusing me of theft. Now, I just got confused because our old one was red. You're bored.
No, I thought it was a home thing.
Home? No, that's all fine.
A police officer.
He's out of it.
I tried, but... Breathing, but not conscious. Gently, please.
How did he fall?
On the curb. Right, let's give him some space, thank you.
Are you the sister?
Yeah, what happened?
I just don't know. Normally they get up after it's worn off.
No, I mean, why did you taser him?
It was off his face with a knife. It was a nightmare.
Yeah, we can take it from here, thank you.
Who's the point of contact?
We're all going to stay, I think.
Oh, sorry, too many please. It freaks out my patients.
Please. My guys are in bits. Give us a break, yeah?
Fine, but we're running this now, okay?
Sahira and Greg are at the nurse's station on a deserted Darwin.
Have we come in on a Saturday or did everyone just die over the new year?
Dan strides up.
Lost property for Nayla. Mum got confused on the ring road. Bit teary.
Ah, they're in luck. We're quiet.
Jack arrives.
You okay? Good, Christmas?
Yes, thank you. You?
Yeah, good. You want to go for a drink later or something, catch up?
No, I've got squash. Ladder match.
Some other time?
Is that my 9 o'clock?
Yeah, be nice.
You'll have to be nice, as I've announced my research day. Good Christmas.
Everyone knows then?
I could have told him that Chrissy Williams was a right old...
No wonder he's fronting out.
Guys, he has the right to some privacy. There are no secrets at Holby, are there?
Sahira looks awkward.
Mrs. O'Connor, is it? And your daughter, Frances?
I'm very sorry we're so late. Have we missed it?
I'll make you a space. Galway, is it?
Portumna.
It's all just so confusing. Do you know, there's not even a sign outside this place.
No grand unveiling.
Evolution, not revolution. No need for ceremony.
I see that you've cancelled the consultant's routine conference.
They're an ineffective talking shop.
Rather short notice.
Why meet unless there's an agenda?
Oh, I don't know. Perhaps to explain how you intend to balance the books this year?
A drip feed of a complex strategy is not appropriate.
We need some candor. It's a simple question. How do you plan to save money? Which departments are going to be affected?
Everything's on the table at the moment.
Just talk to us, Henry. Don't make this any harder than it needs to be.
I will not be press-ganged. Not by you. Not by anyone.
In AAU, Eddie and Luke are with the unconscious tasered lad, Kite.
ECG?
Yeah, a query cardiac murmur.
Back on the head?
Don't think so, no. There's no bruising, no evidence of trauma to the head.
Just 50,000 volts, then.
Order a tox screen.
Huh. Yeah, teen in a hoodie, no other possible explanation, right?
The murmur could be OD-related. They did say he was...
off his face with a knife, yeah.
Is there any reason not to take that at face value?
Well, there's no track marks.
Well, it doesn't rule out ketamine, MDMA, speed, cocaine, ecstasy.
Or a diabetic coma, or a stroke, or the 50,000 volts.
The most obvious explanations are usually right. When are you off to Keller?
Look at him, he's 16. Does this not bother you?
Yeah. No more than usual.
To Frieda?
Yeah, I've worked it out. He is actually a robot.
Come on, the doctor's waiting.
That's fine, no hurry.
Come on, she's been doing this for a week. Will you come and talk to the doctor?
So we're doing one of these, hmm?
Heart check. We've been referred from Wyvern South.
Wyvern?
It's a special hospital, you know.
I see.
There you go, good girl.
Good to meet you, Frances.
Thank you for fitting us in.
She gets very upset, don't you?
I'm okay.
But they think there's something up with your heart.
No, they want to know there isn't, so she can have the treatment, you know, for getting upset.
I see. Is that the medication, Frances?
It's not, no.
Not medication. We've done medication. Medication isn't enough. It's so she can have the electric, you know.
ECT, right. I would like to speak to them.
Oh, please, could we not just get on with it? We've been up since four. I'm 76.
Absolutely.
He spots Sahira.
But it's not something I've dealt with before. If you just bear with me for one second.
He goes to look for Sahira, but she's gone. In AAU...
Okay, no mom or home. So, Ash or Rance, what do we reckon?
Are we certain it's his phone?
Why, because all teenagers are thieves?
Street's still with you, is it, Eddie?
He's still not woken up?
No, we're keeping him under observation, waiting for some test results.
Did you contact the family?
We rang the mum, but she's too busy to come in.
You did tell her he was unconscious, right?
That's chavlan for you.
That's technical term, then.
Put it this way, we have records on him, even if you don't. How long will the tox screen be?
Can take hours.
Can you push them? I know sisters have ways.
Yeah, but when they come back, we still have to keep them confidential, you know that.
I know, I'm just looking for some help.
I'm gonna have to spell that one out.
I just want to know what happened.
Isn't there an independent investigation?
Only if they die, apparently. Sorry, I checked.
Well, that won't happen, will it? I mean, he'll wake up, won't he? You guys will sort it.
I don't know, you tell me. I mean, what normally happens when you taser a kid?
Is that some kind of accusation?
No, I'm just really surprised that four policemen can't take down a teenager any other way.
What do you suggest? We ask nicely.
That's not what I'm saying.
You guys get knife wounds in here, don't you?
I guess you would have disarmed him with your razor-sharp wit.
This isn't right, okay? Yes, restrain him if he's getting leery, but you know.
What?
I mean, the death penalty, really? Go on then. Say something sarcastic.
I don't think it'll come to that, but if it does, it's not clear to me that it's their fault.
So this is just a slap on the wrists then, yeah?
Now he's being sarcastic. Do you know the extension for Darwin?
I'll deal with it.
Psych unit need to do an ECT, need us to okay it heart-wise.
Right, and?
Just not something I've come across before.
Well, call the psych unit and talk to them.
Yeah, I guess I will.
What do you want me to say?
Just wanted your take on it.
Greg, I have so much on.
Come on, we have to at least mention it.
I'm a married woman. I have a family. Please just respect that.
Okay, sorry I spoke.
Sorry, guys. Eddie is saying she called 5 times. No one picked up.
She has not called 5 times.
Some kind of a cop case on AAU.
Sorry, I have a possible cab reaching Baywood.
Fine. Right, let's get rolling on Francis O'Connor's ECG, but carefully. It needs to be treated sensitively.
And they put you on it?
To a young couple in AAU.
Oh, guys, I'm sorry to keep you waiting. As you can see, we're kind of busy.
You look really stressed.
For me?
I mean busy. Oh, stressed in a good way. Psyched. Not psyched.
Did they do bloods and ED?
Right, Hannah Shaw, non-specific abdo pain.
This is Mr. Hemingway, I'm Nurse Cliff.
I'm just going to press your stomach a little, okay?
Sorry, it's nothing. It's basically gone.
How long have you had this?
A couple of days.
3 days. She passed out. Now, I'm thinking appendicitis.
Really, he's overreacting.
Oh. Right, on a scale of 1 to 10, how painful was that?
5.
She's being British. Ignore her.
Any idea what could have caused it? Any chance she could be pregnant?
Unlikely, as we abstain, and she just had her...
Honestly, if it comes back, I'll go to my GP. Please, can we just go home? Trust me, I know my body.
Yeah. Is now a good time to discuss abstinence?
Nurse McKee.
They step away.
Transfer to Keller. Appendicitis.
OK, call me crazy, but should we not work the bloods first?
Why?
Well, abdo options, investigate gynae, pregnancy test. I mean, just because she's not sleeping with him.
Fine, you can investigate non-specific abdo pains when you take her up to Keller. HR called, you've got your thumbs up.
Oh, hoorah. Greg is on his way. Okay, I'm off. Listen, warn him about Madam. Yeah, I can see the cogs working.
Inspector McKee versus a real inspector.
Oh, I'm gonna miss you. If it is sayonara, would you ask Malik about my portfolio?
Yeah, and while you keep an eye on Kite for me, let me know how it goes.
In the corridor with Malik.
Well, she's left it to the last minute, as usual. Just tick it off on the intranet.
You know, I charge a tenner per tick.
And we wonder why we're performing averagely in training.
I was only joking, Mr. Hanson. It's only a fiver.
One way to generate income, I suppose. Nurse McKee, welcome to the ward. What delights have you brought with you?
He reads the file.
Non-specific abdominal pain. How interesting.
It's a funny one, though.
How so?
Oh, she's downplaying the pain, wants to go home, usual stuff.
Mr. Malik?
Waiting on bloods. Abdomen's tender, possible causes, cecal tumour, diverticulitis, Crohn's, as well as pelvic disease.
Throw everything at it.
First rule, rule out nothing.
Is that what they taught at St. Ignatius?
They kicked your Cambridge butt on University Challenge.
Hannah Shaw, ma'am.
Are you Henry Canson?
Sorry.
Yes, appendicitis. Let's book a slot as soon as we can, please.
In AAU, the officer, Alison, is talking to Greg, who's reading the ECG.
Does this mean heart damage?
Could be.
Right. What could have caused that, do you think?
Who knows? It could be nothing. Could be an anomaly, a quirk of the machine.
Any chance of a heads up, though? I've got to brief my boss.
Look, I don't want to sound like an arse, but you know I can't tell you. Patient confidentiality.
I understand. Sorry.
To a nurse.
BP's gone down.
Has the delay made that worse?
Delay?
Getting to see a consultant.
Right, I am very experienced in this, but...
But?
But I'm not a consultant.
Wow. So he still hasn't been seen by a senior person. Is that normal?
Depends upon your definition of... It's part of the diagnostic process.
So that's a no to the consultant?
Yes, but it's not unusual at this stage.
I'm not saying it is. I'm just trying to get all the facts about his care, in case there needs to be an investigation.
He stares at her. Up in Keller Ward, Chantelle's with Eddie, who's looking bored.
It's really quiet in here.
Peaks and troughs. New Year.
It's a madhouse downstairs. No, in a good way.
You'll really like it here. It's not so frantic. You really get to chat to patients, make friends, and you get to know a bit about their lives. Shoulder to cry on.
Well, at least there aren't any senior registrars up here to annoy me.
Exactly. Mr. Malik's a real softie once you get to know him.
AAU. Keller. Greg, it's Eddie.
Sorry. I need to speak to someone about being operated on.
She said what?
Absolutely. We're just fixing your slot now.
No, okay, fine.
Sorry. I don't think it's my appendix.
Right.
Have you got my notes yet?
Don't think we have. We're still waiting for your GP to send them over.
I need to speak to someone senior before anyone sees them. Someone who deals with patient confidentiality.
Hannah glances at Tommy.
I'm sorry to sound so mysterious. It's just...
Oh, don't apologise. We get all sorts. Nesma...
Well, obviously she's playing a game.
I don't know. I just thought I'd flag it up.
Look, I know police, OK? I used to live with one. They don't like to get the blame.
Are we certain that blame needs to be apportioned?
Or they fried a 16-year-old.
It's not illegal.
Doesn't make it right, though.
It's not really our call, though, is it? He's not even on your ward.
Look, I'm just trying to finish what I started.
You seem to have a slightly negative view of our friends in the emergency services.
Like I said, I used to live with one.
That interesting insight aside, I suggest we follow the disclosure of information protocol. Have they accused this Mr. McMahon of a serious crime?
No, they're holding back.
And he's not a current threat? At this point, we're not obliged to tell them anything. We don't want to prejudice their internal investigation, and if you sense that they're trying to do that...
No, not sense. She basically asked me.
Therefore, we should proceed with caution until the situation becomes clear. Mr. Douglas, will you cascade this strategy?
Yep.
What did you see on the ECG?
Delta wave was abnormal.
Ask Miss Shah to take a look at it. She wrote a piece for the BMJ on the Delta wave.
I know that.
Can you go back down and monitor him? There's only time.
No can do. I have another patient waiting.
There's a patient who needs to talk to her.
Yes, okay. I'll tell Eddie when I see her. But I guess she's not so eager to be hanging out on AAU recently. Her and Luke are like...
Fire signs. I'll try the ladies.
Dr. Petrenko, how's your portfolio coming along?
Very well, thank you.
Seems to have been left rather to the last minute. Not ideal.
Henry, we're on for lunch. See you at one.
Lunch?
I told your PA that you'd insisted. I don't want to be underhand.
Then don't be.
Look, we need to sit down face to face and talk about any plans in an open and transparent way.
Believe me when I say at the moment everything's under review.
And you're surprised when we say that we find it hard...
Who's we, Mr. Griffin? Who is this we?
I've taken the liberty of inviting one or two other clinical leads to join us for lunch.
How delightful.
Even you can't stonewall all of us.
Hannah Shaw. White blood count's normal. A bit unusual for appendicitis, huh?
I would expect them to be raised, yes.
Immunocompromised. So my money's on with child.
Obviously a possibility.
I'll hold her down. You do it.
I'm sorry, she's refusing. I can't force her.
No, please. She doesn't mean it. She says things.
Sorry, that took longer than I thought. How'd you get on?
Frances has reservations with the machine.
No, she doesn't. She just says she does. Look, she likes you. Give her a bit of Jackie and charm. 10 minutes, I promise. We'll be out of your way.
Okay, give me a sec.
And I'll be right with you. Taser Kate, what do you reckon? I'm thinking WPW.
Yeah, probably. Ask Sahira, she's the Delta Wave obsessive.
Ah, she's in theatre. I'm consulting the consultant.
Mm-hmm. And I'm do not disturb. It's research day.
Come on, I gotta help out this little old lady.
I've ring-fenced 7 hours and now everyone wants a piece of me.
In Keller.
So hope is Guyney. He's gonna love that.
Big mistake to underestimate him.
What's he doing on the ward anyway? Shouldn't he be kissing babies and making speeches or whatever?
You'd think so.
Right, rundown of the situation, please. Go.
We're waiting on the interrogram and ultrasound, but the pain is increasing.
It's not increasing.
I surmise that you're medical students, first years.
Yes. How did you know?
You're top. In which case, I will forgive your glaring error in not beginning with the patient history.
Of course. Sure,
Well, come on, St. Vincent's. You've buzzed, so you must answer.
No history of these symptoms, have you, baby?
Not really. Sorry.
And what about the family history?
Unknown, because she was adopted.
It's not a secret. Nothing is with Tommy.
Do you think that's relevant? Psychosomatic? Because of the abandonment?
No.
Tommy.
Sorry.
Why do you think it's not your appendix?
Because I do. Sorry.
She looks at Tommy.
Is the sister around? I'd rather talk to a woman.
All right.
Is it gynecological?
Nurse McKee?
Vanished in a puff of smoke.
Well, ring her on her mobile, please, and ask her to return immediately to talk to Hannah Shaw.
Already done it. Shall I cancel the appendectomy slot?
No, it's definitely her appendix. In fact, bring the slot forward, please.
Greg arrives back at Frances's cubicle, where she's curled up in a chair looking terrified. Her mother is leaning over her.
Frances, can I sit down?
Yeah.
Is it this machine? Or all machines?
Just this one. I don't like hearing my own heart.
He takes this in. Then, after a moment's thought, slowly reaches for the monitoring devices and attaches one to his own chest with a gentle smile. Eddie's with Luke in AAU.
So, basically, Hansen agreed with me. Only tell them what's completely necessary.
That sounds like an extremely wise and brilliant strategy. Thanks for eschewing the wonders of modern technology to tell me in person.
Any joy with any family?
I believe they're working on it.
Mm.
To Alison.
Hey, have you guys found Kai any representation yet?
Nope.
Well, are you planning on it?
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you want me to keep you up to speed? I thought we weren't doing that.
I'm just looking out for my patient.
We're not the bad guys here.
I didn't say that.
Knife, public place, off his face.
Easiest option.
There were no other options. It was a split-second decision, like the kind you make all the time.
Yeah, but ours are generally about getting them out of the hospital.
What's your beef?
I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Why?
Because no one else is, that's all.
You are needed on Keller.
Chantelle wants you to speak to a girl. There's a boyfriend problem.
What?
It's urgent.
Urgent as in urgent or urgent as in Chantelle saying it's urgent?
It is Hansen's case, apparently.
Couldn't keep away.
Okay, will you let me know when the tox comes back in?
She pauses to look at Kite's monitor.
Is it broken?
It's not even attached to him. It's fine. But I told someone I went to get this chucked out. Just let us do our jobs.
No, you know what? I've had it.
You know what? There really is nothing to worry about.
We need a senior person down here to deal with this. I'm not happy.
Rhythm's normal. We're just giving him time to recover, OK? But I tell you what, we'll err on the side of caution. Why don't you page Mr. Douglas or Miss Shah, see where they've got to.
I'll give you a bit of advice. Page both of them. Really big up the crisis. It's the only way you can get anybody to do any work around here.
In Darwin.
You can turn it down. Or you can turn it up. If you listen long enough, it's like the background. Your heart's not going to stop because you're listening.
Thank you. I know that. I know everyone's trying to help.
She's not paranoid. She just gets nervous. Not like some of them going around thinking they're the Virgin Mary. Careful, the wind will change.
He sees Sahira.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
The technical hitch there, ladies.
Less charm, more signing our piece of paper.
Taser kit's deteriorated.
Okay, can you take over here, please?
No, don't go running off again. Not when we're getting somewhere.
I have to. There's an emergency.
But this is an emergency.
If it was, I wouldn't leave.
This our punishment, is it, for being late? Get the run around?
Not at all.
Oh, well, don't mind us. Sure, we're used to being treated like dirt, aren't we, Franny?
Let him go, Mum.
Oliver here is the best F2 in the hospital. He'll do a great job.
F2? Is that like some sort of a trainee?
Sort of.
Mum, leave it.
So you're not even properly qualified. Typical!
Sahira's in the lift.
Where are you headed?
AAU.
Ah, me too.
Greg.
God's sake, get over yourself.
Shoddy facilities, lack of a consultant, trainee staff, not to mention your obstructiveness. Oh, and the obvious antagonism between you and the doctor. Trained in observation.
There is nothing shoddy about my ward.
The lights go out, and Alison shakes her head. Greg and Sahira squeeze through the half-open lift doors into a darkened corridor.
No, I didn't arrange this either. Don't be daft.
Eddie said it was urgent.
Eddie always does.
Don't panic, Mr. Mannering.
Everyone calm down, the backup generator will kick in. There we go.
Okay, Cagney or Lacey, what's the plan?
I'm thinking.
Who do we throw out of the
blue? I'm running this, okay?
Okay.
Can I have my key team, please? Evacuation procedure. We're going to decamp to the south wing and assess every patient when we get there.
Is it not risky to move in?
Would you rather we let the battery run flat?
You sure this is entirely wise?
Better idea.
Maintenance?
Oh, you have heard of them then. I actually want this sorted before Easter.
Right, team, half a league onward.
They start wheeling patients out in their beds and the police officers follow. A locked door in the darkened corridor.
It's quicker down through the morgue. Come on, but eat me first.
Don't.
Sahira storms off and Greg follows. In Keller.
Okay, thank you. A message from maintenance. There's been an explosion on AAU. The whole ward's been plunged into darkness. Or something like that, but don't worry, Eddie's there.
Right, I'll go down there.
What's the facts?
GP notes for Hannah Shaw. She did say she wanted them kept confidential. I was going to wait for Nurse McKee.
He heads over to see Hannah.
She's getting worse.
Evidently. Hannah, I have your notes. Would you let me look at them, please?
Yes. Okay, yes. Sorry. I'm so sorry.
All right. Fluids and page anaesthetics. It's peritonitis.
What?
Burst appendix.
Yeah, no way it is, mate.
Hansen looks at the notes.
Right, clear theatre and tell Nurse McKee she's missed her opportunity to speak to her patient.
Brilliant idea, this.
Stop talking.
Follow the light, Eddie. Give in to it.
No, I can hear something.
What?
Can I have a little bit of quiet, please? Quiet!
Kite's monitor flashes in the dark.
If this is the broken one, someone is going to get sacked.
All right, this time the rhythm is disrupted.
Back, please. Can you chase cardiac?
Can you massage our back?
Sahira and Greg find another locked door.
How is this my fault?
I don't know, but every time I'm with you, things get chaotic. Hello? Yeah, sorry, we're on our way. Greg got us trapped. 1 second. Okay.
The patient's in VF Sahira. We're in the corridor.
All right, have you got a crash bag?
Yeah, we've got a crash bag.
Greg, did you see anything on the ECG that we should know about?
You're sure he's in VF?
Can you hear that?
We've got a defib. Should we go for it?
Greg, anything on the ECG? Jack's got it. I don't think so.
Should we do this? You happy?
Uh-huh. Shock then. 50 milligrams IV lincotane.
Is he going to die?
Nope. Charged to 200. Stand back. Stand back! Clear!
Sinus.
You sure?
Sinus.
Okay. Kite starts to fit.
Okay, so here
we've got no air on the left side of
pneumothorax.
Yeah.
Needle.
Needle.
Yeah.
On Kite's chest.
One, two, three. We're agreed that this is the second space, yeah?
He waits for her response.
Yeah, do it.
Illuminated by torchlight, Luke stabs the needle into the chest, then Eddie grabs the stethoscope to listen.
It's very faint.
Check his neck, is it bulging?
Yes.
Tamponade?
Yeah, it could be.
Okay, Thea.
No lift. Stairs.
Thoracotomy for Miss Shah. We've ruled out stroke and diabetes, but a cardiac event meant we had to resuscitate.
Straight answer, how did this happen?
Cardiac massage resulted in a pneumothorax.
And did that happen because you moved him?
Well, there were no good options, OK? We had to move wards.
Split-second decision, was it?
Yeah, that's the one.
Let's see how that plays out for you.
Is that a threat? Oh, nice of you to finally get here. What were you two up to down there?
Oh, get lost, Eddie.
Hey, come on. She was only kidding. Come on, she doesn't think anything.
There is nothing to think, OK? Nothing! Will you just shut up?
Eddie runs back to Keller Ward.
Sorry, power cut. We're re-triaging in the south wing. It's a tiny ward, not ideal, but are you happy with that?
Excellent plan B. Pity you couldn't be in two places at once, though.
Yeah, I know. I got sucked in.
Yes, I did query it when HR said you wanted to escape the hurly-burly. Nurse Lane did contact you, didn't she?
Yeah, I thought... doesn't matter. What did I miss?
The obvious. The question's why. What's the diagnostic golden rule?
Look at the history.
No, Occam's razor. The simplest answer is usually correct.
Okay, well, stable WBCs, unusual. Go look at other options.
Think laterally. She's immunocompromised, not pregnant.
No, transplant?
Look, if you know, why don't you just tell us?
Because then how would you ever learn for yourself? Ah, Mr. Griffin, I'm afraid I have to cancel lunch. I'm showing Mr. Malik an appendectomy.
Oh, come on, man. I've done like 30 of those.
But this one has a twist.
On Darwin.
Well, there wasn't a problem before we came here.
It's a minor irregularity.
Says the trainee.
And her BP is a little high.
Because you're making her nervous.
That's it. I want to go home.
Please, I'm really not happy for you to leave.
It's my choice. I don't have to stay anywhere or do anything I don't want.
There she goes. Just sign the form. We'll leave. Get this day over with.
Not until Mr. Douglas has seen it.
Oh, he's not coming back. Too busy chatting up nurses.
His other case became critical.
This is critical.
Mum, please.
Look, if you don't tell us the full story...
Over it and over again.
It's
all
very
they make
hard
you do
to accurately assess this situation.
The face, but never listen. ECG's the only thing that works on her.
You told me it was her first one.
She's had it before, 3 times, and much better she was. This delay, it's like a living hell.
Mrs. O'Connor, I'm sorry. I'm lost.
She keeps trying to top herself.
She stares pleadingly at him. Sahira and Greg have scrubbed up and are in theatre operating on Kite. Greg looks at her and she ignores him.
Can we at least get some music on in here, please?
One of the assistants turns on an MP3 player. Greg listens to the music, then looks at her.
I'm thinking it's a WPW in the heart. Jack's got the ECG, but could you take a look at it again before you go?
Yeah, sure.
You really have dire taste in music. I'm going to do a download. Something decent.
I like this album. It was a gift from Raffi.
Shall I close?
No, I'll finish. Actually, I don't really need you here. You can go to the wall if you like.
Great bonding with you. Banter. Good times. Can't get enough.
He storms off. In another theatre.
Reckon this is why she applied for medicine.
We all have our reasons.
You're not going to ditch the connection with the uni, are you?
That's Mr. Griffin speculating.
Can you blame him? Leave a void, it gets filled.
Let's just say it's an obvious target for restructuring. It's expensive, it's time consuming. And occasionally our commitment to it is somewhat lackadaisical. So we cut back, we focus on our strengths.
Oh, screw the next generation.
It's not a moral issue, it's just we're not attracting high flyers, not even local ones.
That'll change. When they have to live at home because of the fees.
An assistant brings Malik's phone to him.
Look, I just don't see the point in ditching the one bit we all like. Even you seem to enjoy it.
Look, I have said time and time again, it's all under review. And I will not be pushed into premature disclosure.
Ah, Mr. Griffin sent an all-staffer. Apparently you're addressing a meeting at 5:15.
Oliver finds Greg.
Mate, need you on the ward. It's all kicking off.
Of course it is. Sorry about that, I was in theatre.
He says she's having a heart attack.
I didn't say that, I said...
Atrial fibrillation, it's a regular heartbeat.
No immediate danger,
but... can she still have, you know...
Not
the...
until we fix this first.
When can you do that?
Well, I need to monitor her for at least 48 hours.
But we can't wait any longer. Why can no one understand that? Why do I have to shout?
My sister had to take her own life. Hence the urgency.
He sees Francis covering her ears. Then he spots Sahira.
Look at me, not the nurse! Look at me!
Okay.
Were you operating on Mr. McMahon?
Yes.
Have you got any news I can pass on to his family?
We're moving him to ITU.
What happened? Was it carrying him up the stairs?
Well, that couldn't have helped, but...
Doing CPR in the dark?
It could be the emergency intervention on AAU.
One of the other doctors saw something on the ECG, didn't he? What was that?
Well, I haven't had a look at the ECG yet.
So there's been another delay?
Things have been chaotic, but we're investigating a congenital factor WPW syndrome.
Syndrome? So, like a birth defect?
I haven't had a look yet, but...
OK, you know we're not giving out that information.
What?
Hansen's decision, pending internal procedure.
Well, why didn't you tell me?
Because every time I try and speak, you tell me to shut up!
Come on, I'm kinda a doctor.
Makes no difference.
I just want to see how they missed something so obvious.
The WBCs were inconclusive.
Can I see?
No, and I'm only saying this to you because you are kind of a doctor. Go away, off the ward, out of the hospital, wherever, yeah? Just give the patient a breather, first rule.
Do you know something?
She told you she's going to break up with me?
Chantel and Eddie stare at him till he goes.
Like I care.
Oh, you're dead mean. He's only trying to help.
Chantel, I am not trying to sabotage love's young dream, okay?
Eddie hands her the file and she looks inside. A note mentions Hannah has been HIV positive from birth.
What are you going to say?
No idea.
At times like this, I'm glad I'm not a senior nurse. Does Hampson know?
Of course he does. He knows everything.
She's having one of her meltdowns. I can't hold.
What do you reckon, SVT?
If it is, we're going to have to do something about it now. I'm going to see if I can get her a slot in theatre and fix this today.
No, we just need to get home now before it all gets more out of hand.
But I need to get her heart rhythm back to normal.
4 hours we've been here just for a stupid piece of paper. Is this our punishment? Is this my fault, isn't
it?
No
one's saying that.
1974, mother, cold. Query, question mark. 1983, mother overbearing. 1996, mother seems overcommitted. And who's the one looking out for her, eh? It's Muggins here. Mother, I'm 76.
Don't listen to me, okay? If she has any more upsets, the heart problems could get worse. You've got to trust me to sort this out
no,
for you.
No, it's all the same. They always pretend to care once you start shouting, well, I've had enough.
Look, keep them here. Keep her occupied. I'll see if I can get us a slot.
OK, we need to sort this out. Come on, we need to communicate before we make a bigger cock-up and one of us gets sacked.
It wouldn't matter. I'm leaving.
Since when?
Rafi's been offered a job at St. Ignatius, and I think it would be good for him to say yes.
Have you told Hanson?
Not yet. I have a meeting with him at 5.
Well, congratulations.
Is that it?
It's fine with me, whatever you want.
Where are you going now?
Sahira is shocked as he strides away. Outside the hospital, he leans against a pillar and lights a cigarette. Then he checks his pulse. In ITU, Alison peers through a window to see Sahira checking on Kite, who's still rigged up to a drip and ventilator. A young policeman stands behind her, looking worried.
It's gonna be okay.
Malik sees Eddie.
Read the notes?
Yeah?
No, she wanted to talk to you.
Yes, I have been made aware of that. Look, I got the wrong end of the stick. I thought it was gonna be a girly chat, not a massive case history.
Yeah, well, on my wall.
I'll let you go on top of it.
What?
I knew it'd be like this at first. You'll bicker and then you'll become great friends.
It's okay, Hannah. It's the pethidine. You have had your appendix taken out.
Did they see I'm HIV positive?
Yeah. And we guessed that you already knew.
Birth mother transmission. It's not. Not my fault. Do all the staff know?
Only the ones directly involved with your care.
That's my medical career over there. When are you going to dob me in?
I wasn't planning to.
Don't you have to?
I don't know. I need to discuss it with Mr. Hanson.
No hurry. Only my future ruined. I know it may feel like that, but medicine is amazing. They'll probably have a cure for it by this time next year.
In the staff room...
Such an idiot. I just thought...
Yeah, next time, more Googling, OK? That's the vaccine. The cure's, like, 20 years away.
At least she'll be under 40. I'm just trying to be nice.
It's not about being nice, Chantel. If it was, it would be easy. Easier.
Greg arrives back on Darwin.
SVT, OK? Let's get her prepped and into theatre.
It's too late. They're going home.
For the love of God. Mrs. O'Connor, please, this is ridiculous.
No, we have our dignity. I told you, it's all talk. Doesn't care, not deep down.
Fine, but this is not my fault. I'm not taking responsibility for this. I'm sorry I wasn't at your beck and call. I'm sorry I wasn't exactly what you hoped for. Is that what you want?
Thank you. I feel a lot better now.
Stunned, he watches her go. Francis turns to him with surprise, then slowly walks over to her bed, takes off her coat, and sits down. Jack's in the consultant's office reading a piece of paper when Hansen walks in. He pauses in the doorway, then heads over to her desk. She looks up and watches him take the light bulb from her desk lamp, study it, and then turn to go.
Excuse me?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were do not disturb come tsunami or fracas on the ward.
I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing this for Oliver, so he doesn't make complete idiots out of us all with his bonkers results.
And?
They're not that bonkers, actually, but only because I checked, and I'm not going to tell him that.
Alpha brackets minus.
Alpha brackets minus slash beta plus plus.
One can always tell a St. Bartholomew's alumnus.
Yes, grind them down until they do it your way. Never did me any harm.
Like the inspirational pedagogue.
What's the point in learning it all if you can't pass it on in a really harsh way?
May I take this?
Plus, I'm not charging you extra for my one-on-one tutorial, so basically, me sitting here is making you money.
He smiles.
Oh, the ECG on Mr. McMahon?
Oh, yes, definitely an undetected WPW.
Dan is in the locker room with Greg, examining his face.
Well, it's not broken, you big Jesse.
Only because she had the element of surprise. We're clear on that, right?
Decked by a woman. Low as it gets.
My fault. Got distracted. The usual.
A nurse?
Kinda.
Well, we've all been there. Has yours nicked off to Oz with the village idiot?
Not yet. But it'll come.
Don't be like me. Completely professional in the face of romantic disaster.
Doesn't matter anyway. It's over. She's leaving.
Mutual decision? Or did you chuck her?
Don't know.
Can you get it back?
Greg sighs.
I don't think so. Still broken.
Do you have to tell St. Vincent's?
Well, the short answer is it depends on how responsibly you take your condition.
I don't take risks. This was a one-off. Please, I don't want to be shunted off to be a GP or a psych just yet.
General practice can be very interesting.
Sitting around listening to people's problems. You'd do it, would you?
How are you managing the transmission issues?
Easy. Abstinence. Well, not easy. You're not going to tell him, are you?
No.
It may be that a lack of transparency could backfire.
And at least if you tell him, you will be in charge of it.
Yes. It gives you back the initiative before it becomes a crisis.
Eddie smiles at her, then joins Hansen at the desk.
Sensitively handled, well done.
See? She's a big softie, really. Just like Mr. Mullick.
You seem to have found yourself a fan.
Not really. Look, I completely messed everything up today. It was me who referred it as an abdo pain, not Mr. Hemingway. He saw that it was an appendix right away. I just thought there was more to it than that.
In which case, you were both right and make an excellent team. Perhaps you should go back down there.
Well, hands-on is more my kind of thing.
Well, I'll telephone Mr. Hemingway, see if he'll take you back. Miss Shaw?
Has he woken up? Tell her I'll be right over.
Tox screen's back. I'll bring it down. Okay.
In theatre, Francis is on the operating table.
Can you feel the electricity between us?
Hilarious. Charge 100.
Greg readies the paddles.
Stand clear.
They study the monitor.
My
Nice one.
Almost like I do it for a living.
Victory from the jaws and all that.
Greg sees it's 4:30.
Something to fill the time.
Alison is in the corridor, waiting outside Hanson's office.
You're Mr. Hanson, aren't you?
Trained in observation, I see.
I just want to give you the heads up.
Inside the office.
I'm really sorry, but I've made a formal complaint against the staff and the care here.
Ah, preemptive strike.
The treatment's been chaotic.
The treatment, I'm sure, was beyond reproach, which is more than can be said for your duplicitous attempt to extract confidential patient information.
I'm not having people's careers ruined by other people's...
Your officers' careers or yours?
All of us. I train these guys. If they mess up, I do. I don't ditch them at the first sign of trouble.
Well, fortunately for us, you and him, he'll make a full recovery. Though, obviously, he'll be subject to more tests and support for the congenital problem.
Birth defect. Could that have been set off by drugs, or...?
Well, let's wait for the tox scream, shall we? That's one version. Rather more plausible, to my way of thinking, than you blaming my ward sister.
But the impact of tasering is more or less negligible.
Not negligible, impossible to prove.
Well, it's all down to the inquiry, then. I'll refer it. Always best to be transparent.
Especially when you know it'll go your way.
Dan's waiting in a corridor with Mrs. O'Connor.
We got the rhythm back to normal. When you get back to Wyvern, they'll let you know when she can have the ECT.
Thank you. Now, this fella's a gentleman. You're not married, are you?
No, not yet.
Because my Franny's a very nice girl, once you get to know her.
Sorry for the delays. Crazy day.
Well, you've not had me arrested, so I suppose we're quits. I don't know what devil came over me.
My mum would do the same.
It's just the thought of losing her. I just have this sick feeling all the time. I just think, what if I wake and she's not there? I have to go and check, like she's a babby. Just the thought of not seeing her. I go half mad. You get me.
A nurse brings her a hot drink, and Dan walks off with Greg.
If you need to go, I'll deal with that.
I'm not leaving you alone with her.
Mate, don't be such a chicken. Find the girl, say what you have to say. Go on.
Greg stands looking thoughtful for a moment. Eddie's waiting outside the doors of the temporary AAU. She sees a group of big lads loitering by the nurse's station, then heads in.
Right, lads. I'm guessing you're here for Kite McMahon, right? Can you wait outside and I'll see what I can do?
Eddie waits for them to go, then turns and amends the patient whiteboard when Luke saunters up.
I'm sorry, can we help you?
I very much doubt that.
Now that's AAU property. I could have you thrown out.
What?
Being bad-tempered, irritating, interfering. Do you want me to carry
Actually,
on?
Mr. Hanson insisted that I came down here. He seems to think that I am the right person to deal with this temporary situation, and just with AAU in general.
You seem to be assigning me to the rectal exam in bed 5, followed by the very tempting manual extraction for the constipated 45-year-old in bed 4.
It's good to be back.
To be honest, it feels like you never went away. A misspelled extraction. Made you look.
Frankenstein.
Come on, he was good in the dark.
He's scared of daylight. Admitted you missed us. You? Maybe. Him? Never.
Ow!
Mr. Jenkins, this time I mean it. You do it again and I'm going to get very angry and you're not going to like it.
How did it pan out with the appendicitis?
If you know, why are you asking me?
Do you know that I know?
Okay, I give in. This time you were right, but well done you for just doing your job.
Tox screen back?
Yep.
And?
A large quantity of MDMA was found in his system, yes.
Well, the most obvious answers are usually the right ones. Did you learn that golden rule in the Ukraine?
The rectal exam is waiting.
He reluctantly turns and goes. Hanson's in his office. He switches on his desk lamp with a smile, then returns his attention to an email he's writing on his laptop. A calendar alert from Sahira pops up. Outside, her hand is just about to knock on the office door.
Wait. Don't do it. Don't resign.
Why not?
Just don't.
I need you to give me a reason.
She waits as he shakes his head emotionally.
You picked up the wrong buggy board at the nursery and now this stupid cow, whose kid is the ugliest thug you've ever seen, is basically accusing you of theft. You made a mistake because the old one was red. You say your favourite colour is green, but you won't wear it out, and you worry that your scrubs make your skin tone look sickly. You know you should bake with Marge, not butter, because it tastes better, but you just can't justify the trans fat to yourself. You say your favourite music is James Brown, but actually, it's James Blunt. You hate cats, but you love Shetland ponies. You constantly hum theme tunes from CBeebies, and once when I was up all night after a night on the booze, I heard one. And I thought of you.
She stares at him, speechless.
Everything you say, I listen to it.
She nods at him as it sinks in.
Please don't go.
Tears start to well in her brown eyes as he pleads with her. Suddenly, she turns and slowly walks off, looking at the ceiling to hold back the tears. Greg watches her hopefully. On Keller Ward, Tommy's sitting next to Hannah's bed. He's looking at a tablet computer.
Can you stop that a minute?
One sec.
You might drop it.
With a look of dread, he puts it on the bed, but doesn't meet her gaze.
Are you breaking up with me?
No.
Because whatever happens, that's the last thing I want.
She stares lovingly at him, and he grasps her hand tightly. Rick enters the boardroom and looks around at the few people there. Chantelle's reading some papers.
Are we the only ones who give a damn about what's going to happen to this hospital?
I'd say so. Apart from Mr. H, of course. You've seen his lovely email, haven't you?
In the AAU...
Woohoo!
I know you're pleased to be back. That's a bit OTT, don't you?
Have you seen this?
Handsome. Mm-hmm. Moving forward, Q3 2012 targets. Do I have to?
Just look at it.
Autumn ambitions include the achievement of an excellence in teaching rating, which will be supported by an investment into...
AAU.
Sure this isn't a hoax?
Yeah, it's from the man himself.
That must be a catch.
I don't think so. We are in line to get more funding, which means better equipment, no more power cuts.
It's a shame. I prefer to work in the dark.
Do you have dogs hearing or something?
No. I just look for signs.
He takes a do not remove from AAU sticky note from a machine and sticks it on Eddie's shoulder. In the boardroom meeting...
Double the intake. Entice foreign fees. Strengthen the affiliation to the university. Focus on the Socratic method of teaching.
Socratic as in dialogue, question and answer. Hmm? Well, that's very interesting, coming from somebody who's actively avoided any kind of discussion all day.
It is a valuable teaching instrument in medicine. But it is not one I would advocate for the running of a large institution, or indeed a ward, which requires strong, decisive leadership. Wouldn't you agree?
And why this goal? It's not the easiest to achieve.
Revenue streams, league tables, usual managerial claptrap.
And, of course, the chance to mould young minds in your own image.
Outside, Dan's with Greg.
Catch your nurse?
Yeah.
He showed her his boss and now she's crawling back, you know, like I would.
Maybe. Hard to tell.
In front of them, Sahira gets in her car, sees Greg, and waves with a friendly smile.
Is it me or is it not so cold?
What's cold is beers. Let's go.
Sahira smiles gently at him as she pulls away. Greg smiles to himself, then catches up with Dan, and they walk away through the hospital grounds as the sun begins to set.